the Homeland Security Department has issued more details about its plan to operationalize two executive orders from President Donald Trump. Hiring 15,000 new federal employees will be key to that plan, but DHS has some challenges to overcome first. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me to discuss the road ahead for the department. Nicole, first of all, what do we know about their hiring plans?
So there were a few implementation memos that came from DHS, and they charged Customs and Border Protection and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement leadership, and then also the DHS Chief Human Capital Officer, the Undersecretary for Management, and the Chief Financial Officer to come up with a plan as to how they're going to do this. So the plan, to quote the memo, should balance growth and interagency attrition by integrating workforce shaping and career paths for incumbents and new hires.
That's about the most useful guidance I've heard in 10 minutes.
Right. So not a lot there. But essentially what they have to do is they have to hire 5,000 Border Patrol agents, 10,000 immigration officers and agents, and 500 air and marine agents and officers. Now, based on what we know about the government hiring process, the DHS hiring process, and the CBP process, this is not going to be easy. And keep in mind, this executive order does not come with additional funding. That's not what an executive order is. Congress will have to look at this when the continuing resolution runs out and in the 2018 budget and in future ones. And the time to hire in government, as we know, is about an average of 100 days in 2016. The DHS time to hire was about 125. And at CBP, it's at least 170. And that is down, actually, from what it used to be.
So by the time they get this done, it could be when Barron Trump is president, many years from now.
Possibly, Tom. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the big challenges they face then in getting past this horrible hiring snafu that just characterizes daily life there?
Well, CBP, at one point, the time to hire was 400 days, and the agency recently looked at its 12-step hiring process and cut it down into more measurable segments. However, it's still 170 days, and that is not going to get the job done for what they have to do here. The agency already has some staffing shortages. Sean Moran is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council.
We haven't had many job announcements for Border Patrol agents in the past several years. So we are currently 1,600-plus agents down below the congressional staffing floor of 21,370. So just to get back to where we're supposed to be, we're going to have to hire 1,600 agents and then the additional 5,000 on top of that. So it's going to take some effort. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. And it's going to be a multi-year process if we're going to get to just over 26,000 agents.
Now, turnover has also been high for Border Patrol agents at CBP. Some are just leaving for different jobs at other law enforcement agencies. Others are retiring. Moran says that's because they're coming up on about 20 years since Operation Hold the Line and Operation Gatekeeper. And that's when previous administrations did a hiring surge for Border Patrol agents. And those agents are going to retire soon. Christian Beckner is the deputy director of the Cyber and Homeland Security Center at George Washington University. And he says that CBP should look to other law enforcement agencies or even state and local offices to bring on new people. The last major hiring surge for CBP came in about 2004, 2005 or so. And Moran says there were problems with that one, too. And the council told the Trump administration about those problems and pretty much asked them, do not cut training. That was one of the major lessons that they learned. In the past, agents went through a 21-week training academy in New Mexico. Now, if you speak Spanish, training's about 12 to 13 weeks. If you don't, you have to go through a 16-week program. And then finding competent people can be hard. Here's Moran again.
CBP has a polygraph program in place that is weeding out what we think are qualified candidates. The polygraph process is an overreaction to some of the corruption that has happened throughout CBP. So we're going to encourage the new commissioner to take a look at that program because it's failing in excess of 50% of the people applying, and that doesn't coincide with other federal agencies.
So that's Sean Moran from the Border Patrol Council. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco. And what about this idea of security clearances getting more difficult and the whole suitability standards issue?
Well, in some ways, the suitability requirements can almost be more challenging than it is to get a security clearance. And as we know, the process to get a security clearance is a tough one on its own, a time-consuming one. Beckner says that you know, those suitability standards can often be more burdensome for some of these Border Patrol agents who are looking to come on board. And he suggests that Congress should put more funding and people behind the DHS Office of Professional Responsibility and the Office of Inspector General to look at these suitability issues, and also to look to see if some candidates that they've hired are not doing their job. I think we've heard in the past about previous, you know, stories in the media about Border Patrol agents maybe accepting bribes on the border. I know that's been an issue for the department in the past. But once CBP finds a good candidate, keeping them is a completely different story. Here's Moran.
Oftentimes it's very difficult to get people to leave certain parts of the country and go to remote areas along the southwest border. So we want to make sure that the proper incentives are in place to make sure that agents go there and that they stay there. We don't want to just, you know, have something to get people in and then they leave 2 years later, because that really isn't going to solve the problem long term.
All right, so they have a hiring process problem. They also have suitability requirements that make it hard to find good candidates. There's not enough training given. Is there a way out of this for CBP?
I'm not sure there is, because this is an executive order, and the department ultimately has to follow what these executive orders say. I think the challenge is going to be mostly the funding, whether or not DHS will have the money to offer those incentives to get people in the door to do this job. It's unclear at this point, particularly given the budget environment. Continuing resolution ends April 28th. After that, they still have to finish out 2017 and then start on 2018. That seems as if it's going to be a really challenging process this year. So I think a lot of it will come down to the funding, what that looks like, and whether or not DHS can draw on some of those lessons it learned in the past about how to hire people quickly.
And also, we know that being a Border Patrol agent is not an easy job.
No.
A lot of discussion sometimes takes place when they have an incident requiring shooting somebody, because often they are pelted with rocks. And that sounds like, well, just throwing rocks. How can you shoot somebody for throwing rocks? But in fact, agents have been killed by thrown rocks. It's an extremely dangerous projectile. So I just cite that as one example. Long hours, mm-hmm. operating in the dark, sometimes on foot, and dealing with other human beings in a way. I mean, they might be illegal immigrants, but they also have to be treated in a humane way.
Sure.
Very tough work.
Sure. And it goes back to the suitability standards that we talked about, whether or not they have all of those personality, but also the intellect and the physical requirements to do the job. And I think that sounds like a challenge on its own.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can read all of her coverage at federalnewsradio.com. We have full coverage of everything going on with the first 100 days of the Trump administration, federalnewsradio.com.